Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After meeting your significant other's parents, did one tell you not to date anymore because you had relations with her? That's what happened with our mixed listener, Dom, who sent us a Facebook message. And we'll tell you more about this message coming up next.
This is not an episode of Jerry Springer.
Oh,
you are listening to the Elizabeth and Radar Show.
Yeah.
And if you want to connect with us directly in the studio to comment on this situation, get the radio.com app, look up the mix, and then you can talk to us directly here in the studio. And what do you think if this guy, Dom, should stay with his girlfriend, even though he slept with her mom?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said in the Facebook.
Dom slept with the mom.
Dom with the mom. And then after dinner, the mom said, you can't date my daughter anymore. But he really likes this girl, so he wants to stay with her. So
you know where I stand. I say he cannot be with her. That is awkward and weird. And how are you ever going to forget the fact that you had been with the mom?
Producer Dave and I are saying, yeah, why not? Just go ahead. Go with it.
Just be honest.
He really likes this girl.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. 414-799-1099. Becky, you're up first here. Give some advice to Dom. What do you think he should do?
I think, first of all, that he should be 100% honest. I think he should tell the girlfriend. And if she likes him enough, she'll understand, but I do not think he needs to break up with her.
Oh, wow.
Good for you.
See, I like it. She'll understand. Like, maybe he just has a thing for people who look like her.
I could never.
Are you two sisters?
I could never not think about the fact that he had been with my mom. I could never do it.
What if he had been with your best friend or your sister?
And
that's okay?
Sister would be wrong, too.
Because I'm not in the situation, so I can talk real, like, I know what I'm talking about, but I'm just thinking that, first of all, 3 months isn't that long. I was in a relationship actually for 3 months, and you know, not a lot is established in that time. So if she really likes him, you know, she would understand it. It was how many years ago did you say? Two?
Yeah, he said a few years ago.
He said a few years ago.
Was the mom cheating on the dad? Do we know that?
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, that's a whole nother Jerry Springer topic
We don't know if a dad's in the picture.
Yeah, we don't know about that.
Okay.
But
listen,
he's with the mom.
And I really think that, I mean, if it, and she, like, I know the girlfriend code. I know that thing. You don't date someone who used to date your boyfriend.
So what's the mother-daughter code?
I get the girlfriend code. I really do. But in this case, I mean, it's the mom, and they didn't know each other at the time. And I just think, though, this my 100% thing he needs to do is be honest. Because if they continue to date and that comes out, then it's going to be even uglier.
The truth needs to come out. I agree with that. But, like, what if the mom starts creeping on the guy when she's drunk at Christmas?
That's not going to happen. They're done. She doesn't even want him around anymore. So, yeah, okay, fine.
Right. Then they're done. It was a one-night stand. We've all had them. So, you know.
Just roll with it is what we're saying. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Elizabeth. I love you. But this one, I'm kind of on the fence.
Bye, Becky. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's get a guy's point of view here. Peter, what do you think about this?
I think that the future mother-in-law, or whatever we would call her at the current time, does not have the right to unilaterally tell him that he can't stay in a relationship. I think that the two people who are actually in the relationship need to make the decision with full information.
Peter,
Peter,
you are bringing really good perspective. Thank you for calling. You made us all like tilt our heads, kind of like dogs do. Okay. Thank you, Peter.
And you got a great vocabulary with unilaterally.
Thanks, Peter. Hey, man, we got to grab other calls, but thank you so much
all right, thanks.
Sure, bye. All right, well, one more call. What should our mixed listener do about this girlfriend situation? Tiffany, what do you think?
So you guys have, like, a bro code and, you know, you have the friend zone and stuff. This is a no-fly zone. You just don't do that, man.
No, you don't.
Unless the family's that close, then, I mean, I guess you're keeping it all in the family, but.
Yes. Well, thank you for the call, Tiffany. We appreciate it.
No problem. Good luck.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
So, Inter McKenzie said we have to get to this call. Rosa.
Yes.
Okay, Rosa. Hello. So, we don't have a lot of time to talk with you, but we are live on the radio. And you said this happened to you?
Yes, my ex was with my mother before me, and I think I had no idea. My mom was acting funny through the relationship, and I thought she was just jealous because I met him at the bar my mom took me to.
Oh, well, that should have told you.
That they were together prior.
So what do you think she should do here?
What do you think Dom should do?
He should do.
I would have known because it would have probably been a whole different, you know, thing. Since I would have probably made different decisions myself. But, I mean, it's just out of respect of the woman, he needs to be honest and be like, this is the past. I'm with you now, but this is what happened, because I would have loved to known.
Yeah, so that's what we can agree. Be honest.
Be honest with about it.
Rosa, thank you for calling, and maybe it can be up to them if they want to make it work or not, but... Wow. This is happening more than once.
Jerry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.